Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas and greetings from the North Pole Christmas Party. I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com. 24 hours ago, Santa launched from the North Pole with huge expectations for an event-filled flight. But it has been the drama at the North Pole and a late-running workshop that has caused distribution issues for us all day long. However, an all-hands-on-deck effort has solved all of those problems, and now here we are 24 hours later into the flight, and Santa has a shot at an all-time speed record. Joining me now from the North Pole Flight Command to discuss where Santa stands now is Elf Alpine. Al, how do you believe the way this day has gone?
It really is an unbelievable story, Frank. But Santa is now pushing hard into North and Central America, and we could be looking at him back at the North Pole long before we ever anticipated.
Al, the time in California on the west coast of Mexico and Canada, too, it's still some, 2 hours before midnight. A lot of folks are still up. Can Santa cover the ground he needs to cover under these conditions?
Fortunately, the radio news team has done a fantastic job of letting people know exactly what's going on, Frank. We trust those stockings are up and those folks are in bed. We just need to get Hawaii's attention, Frank.
Is that usually a problem?
Well, part of the reason Mrs. Claus meets Santa in Hawaii every Christmas Eve is because of the beautiful weather, Frank. A December night in Hawaii is a glorious thing, and many folks enjoy it so much they kind of forget Santa is coming.
Good information to have, Al. We're going to do our best to keep Hawaii on our radar and keep them informed of when Santa's getting close. For the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.